No, I'm sick of trying to listen to other podcasts. Please come back.
Hey, Donalars. I was calling because I was wondering, why can't you at least tell us in person that you're not going to podcast anymore? Why do you have to get producer Ryan and the Jay and Jack show, for goodness gracious sakes, to tell us that you have quit? Or whatever you're calling it. And why can't you give us a good explanation? Okay, that's all I really need. So, why don't you just do one more episode with you guys? You can tell us give us a proper farewell, okay? So that's what I'm expecting from you. And I better get it.
Hey, Donalars. Well, I'm finally getting over the fact that you're finally leaving, but I have a really interesting idea I think you guys would like. What if the Donalars turned into a complete podcast with just listener feedback, where everybody just calls in, tells what they think about Lost, and, you know, just explains their comments and theories? You guys don't have to talk on there. You can just be the fans. They call in. They share ideas. I don't know, I think that'd just be an awesome thing to do if you couldn't do full-time podcasting. Just keep the Donalars alive, you know? I mean, keep the spirit of the podcast alive, all right? Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hi, Donalars. I'm not really sure who checked these, if it's Ben Ralph or Ryan. I'm guessing it's Ryan because he's producer Ryan. But I was thinking, I mean, if Ben and Ralph aren't going to be on the show, maybe you could at least keep the Donalars as a collection of calls from people, because I mean, one of the things I liked about the Donalars was just the great listeners and, you know, listener feedback and everything. Sure, I liked Ben and Ralph, but Ben and Ralph were the main reason that I listened to it, but listeners was also kind of a part. So I was thinking, you know, maybe you can just at least have that. Since you keep up the podcast and don't kill it, maybe Ben and Ralph will gather up the courage to come on maybe a couple times or something. Or maybe just you, producer Ryan, or, you know, whoever's listening to this. But, I mean, I really hate to see your podcast go, because it was very quickly going up it was quickly becoming my favorite podcast. And I was just really, really disappointed, because I really liked them this season. All the great stuff that was coming from the Donalars. So, I mean, just keep it up. I mean, don't let this podcast die, because good podcasts are hard to come by. So, I guess I hope I'll hear you in the future or see you on my iTunes subscriptions. Bye. Okay, imagine this. What if you're going to your normal Wednesday Lost, going to watch it, and they kill off Jack or Kate or Locke or somebody like that? You'd be pretty upset, right? Because those characters have always been a part of Lost, and it's like you never really think of Lost the same way without that character. Well, the Donalars Because to me, it's always been a part of Lost, because ever since I started watching it, it's like, I mean, Lost, I watch Lost, and then I listen to the podcast, and I get all these great information, I have a great time listening to them, and it's like, I mean, Lost and the Darmalars go hand in hand. So you're pretty much killing off one of my favorite characters by doing this to me. Okay? And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. Because, I mean, it's just really not the same without... really not the same without you. Okay? So, please come back. And I hope I see your little... new podcast blue dot in my iTunes podcast folder or whatever, you know? Okay? Just do it. Or at least give us a good excuse. Okay? You know, Darmar, this whole quitting thing is really getting on my nerves, because I mean, you were one of the what I thought of as the big three podcast, Lost podcast. You know, you got Jay and Jack, which are funny sometimes, but, you know, they just really have great chemistry together. And then you have The Transmission, which is fantastic, because it's very organized, and they always have great you know, production sightings or, you know, filming or whatever. And then you have the Darmalars, which is like, I mean, it's not bad, but I mean, it was one of my favorites because I always got a laugh out of it. They always have, you always have great music, and I know I could always depend on you being there, and you always have the initial reactions on your site and all that stuff. But, and one of the things I did like about it is that you didn't only talk about Lost, so it was kind of like, I mean, it didn't get really boring after a while. It was just like everything's fresh and new. You always have something different to talk about. You always have something interesting to say. And it's really disappointing to me that you would just quit something that good. It's like, I mean, you got something that's so great. How can you just turn away from it? How can you just say, you know, I don't think we should do this anymore? Which, I don't really understand it. So, I mean, please at least consider coming back. Really consider it. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's disappointed. I mean, if nothing else happens, I'm just going to be angry at you for the rest of my life. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to tell my grandchildren. Okay? Consider the consequences. And come back, please.
Alright. So here's what happened. My friend has this snake. It's a boa constrictor. And it's not really big. It's like maybe 2.5 feet long. Anyway, it's feeding time. And we've all had a few beers. So we are like, really, yeah, we're really into this. And we like want to, you know, see the snake devour this fucking rat, poor fucking soul. But anyway, besides the point, let's not have sympathy for the rat. Because that's what they're to do, is to, you know, give the snake nutrients. So we throw the rat in, and the rat's sitting there walking around, minding its own business, and the snake slowly creeps out. And it's looking, and then it finds the rat, and then it sticks out its tongue a couple times, you know, tries to, you know, find out where it's at. And it sees it, and then it strikes, and then it grabs this rat, and it squeezes it, and it constricts it, and it does it so fucking hard that the rat's fucking balls erupt and fucking pop and splatter all over the side of the glass of the tank of this fucking snake. It was the craziest fucking thing that I've ever seen. this snake grabs this rat and it constricts it around the fucking rat, and there's so much force that the fucking balls pop. I've never seen anything like it. It's fucking crazy, and it splatters against the fucking side of the fucking thing, and it's disgusting, and I had to tell somebody about it to get it off my mind, because I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, it's in my psyche now, and I can't get it out of my mind. I've got to share it with the masses. So there you have that.